I'm joined by Emily Mitchell, the owner of The Dress Bridal Boutique in Teddington. Thank you for joining us.
No, you're more than welcome. Lovely to chat to you.
Now, the wedding industry has been really one of the worst hit by the pandemic. How has your boutique coped over the last year?
To say it's been tough has been an understatement. As you can imagine, with all the various lockdowns and things, over the last 12 months, we've only actually been allowed to open for about 4 months. And during that time, it's been difficult because girls are coming to see us super excited about the prospect of getting married, but really worried because they're not really sure about how things are going to be panning out. So it's been cautious but quiet, I have to say.
And what are the biggest worries you're hearing from couples at the moment?
It's just the uncertainty, I think. You know, they're desperately trying to plan their days, you know, in the midst of all this while people are stuck at home. It's given them something to look forward to and plan for. But the trouble they're finding is they're not knowing whether their day is going to be able to go ahead, if it is going to be able to go ahead, whether it's going to be as they're planning it or whether numbers are going to be chopped and changed as they were last year and guests are going to have to be cut and venues change. So it's just the unknown, which is the biggest challenge that they're facing at the moment.
Absolutely. And it's not just a case of simply rebooking a wedding. It's quite a major undertaking and moving it to a year later may be possible. But there are other weddings obviously booked in those slots going forward. So how are you navigating this problem?
Well, for us being a bridal dress shop, I think we're kind of almost at the very beginning of it. And once the bride has found her dress with us, we are then almost like a separate process that we go through in terms of getting the dresses made and fitting. But for the other side of it, in terms of the actual day, there's just so many different industries that are integral to that. You know, it's not just the venues, it's the photographers, it's the caterers, it's the florists, it's the makeup artists. And we're finding that within the industry, everybody's having to work much closer and much more collaboratively for when people are moving their days. You know, people are doing their absolute utmost to try and accommodate new dates for brides when they're moving. And we're now starting to see brides that have moved once already moving again because they're still not sure what's going to be happening in the first half of this year. So for us, as a dress shop, we're kind of have the easier end of the problem. For us, it's just getting things made on time and storage of the dresses for those that have been postponed is our biggest challenge. Not being the biggest of boutiques, we don't have the most room, but wedding dresses are not the easiest things to store at home when you don't want your other halves to see them. So we're finding ways around that for our brides to make sure that we're just taking some sort of stress and pressure off of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to hear that you're all trying to pull together to figure out a way through this and sort of move forward. But as you say, for you, as far as appointments go, it's very difficult because that's sort of face-to-face contact. And then you've got not only sort of fittings, but alterations and all of that as well. But the storage sounds like a tricky thing. Because as you say, wedding dresses are quite difficult to hide anywhere. And they tend to be quite large as far as sort of volume and kind of that kind of thing. So yeah, very, very tricky indeed. Can you tell us about the dresses? How has it affected your designers and your dressmakers and things?
I think sort of moving through the latter part of the last year, designers are looking a little bit more at options for smaller ceremonies. You know, lots of girls that we're working with are deciding to just go ahead and have their day on the day originally planned, but on a much smaller scale, but then planning to do a bigger celebration once restrictions are lifted. And therefore, we're seeing lots more relaxed outfits, you know, shorter dresses, jumpsuits are being really popular for smaller ceremonies or registry office ceremonies that brides are having at the moment. But again, I think on the whole, wedding dresses are just such a special item of clothing that has such significance attached to them and the day that a lot of brides are still going for the dress of their dreams because it is the one thing that COVID can't change. You know, they may change the date, they may change the venue, you know, they may change the number of guests that are going to be able to come and join you. but it can't change what you choose to wear. So we are seeing that lots of the girls that we're seeing are still out looking for what is their beautiful, perfect dream wedding dress, which I think is lovely, that there is something that can be untouched by what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. My friend had to rearrange her wedding twice in Scotland, but she was determined to have the dress of her dreams, as you say, and I thought she might therefore wear something different for a celebration this year with all of the people who were meant to be there last year. But she said, no, I want you all to see my dress, so I have gone for my absolute dream dress, and that's what I'm going to wear last year when she got married, and again this year, so that I can have that moment in that special dress.
Definitely, and I think that's the silver lining for those that are making the decision to go ahead with a smaller day so they can get married, and then choosing to have a second ceremony, they're getting to wear their dresses twice, most brides get to wear it on their one dream day and, get it stored away and packed away, for future, children or christening gowns, as the tradition is. But I would say the larger majority that are planning to do the dual celebration are opting to wear their dress again, and good on them for doing so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a special thing, as you say, and the fact that you usually only get to wear it once, wear it twice, brilliant, perfect. Now, how can the government help you? Have they been able to help you, or have you been a bit left in the dark?
I think as an industry in itself, I think we have been very underestimated in the significance that we have both on the economy and as an event in couples' lives. I think there's a general feeling amongst us in the industry that the government are seeing weddings as just a bit of a party day, and it's something that's not necessarily has to happen at the moment, and really underestimating the significance of what a wedding can be for a couple. The business grants that they've obviously provided have been an absolute lifeline, definitely for us and for lots of businesses that I'm in contact with. But what we're desperate for now is this roadmap, this timeline. And there's an amazing UK wedding workforce that are liaising with the government and really pushing the importance of having a timeline where couples can start to plan for their weddings again. Because as you already rightly said, you can't turn a wedding on at a moment's notice. And it's not like a restaurant or a pub that can be open with 24 hours notice and throw its doors open. As we've mentioned, there's so many different facets to a wedding that need to come together at the same time, that there needs to be time to be planning. And there are couples out there that are happy to proceed with a smaller ceremony with fewer guests. But equally, there are couples out there that want their day. They want their 100 guests. They want the full wedding ceremony. They want their reception and to be able to dance and party and have the DJ and the music and the bands at the end of it. And they're desperately hanging on, waiting to find out when that is going to be possible. And I think for us moving forward, that is absolutely crucial, that's what we get now. And fingers crossed, it will come on the 22nd with the next update with the Prime Minister.
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying it's sort of planning ahead, isn't it? And then letting your guests know, who are obviously really excited to attend the weddings they've had in their diaries as well. And for couples that have newly engaged, Valentine's Day, loads of people hopefully got engaged to their loved ones. So it's sort of, what do they do going through this year, and what can they plan, or how do they have to adjust things? What would you say to the couple, we said about those who are just getting married anyway, they've got their date in the diary, they want to get married, so they'll just do it on a smaller scale. Can it still be the wedding of their dreams?
Definitely. We've worked with several brides over the last 12 months that have done exactly that. There's one particular bride that comes to mind that had this dream wedding in Ibiza planned for last September. That couldn't go ahead because obviously of all of the travel restrictions. They opted to keep their day and to move their ceremony to the UK. They could only have, I think they managed to squeak in with just the 30 guests before it was reduced back down to 15. And when she contacted me afterwards, she said it wasn't what she planned, but it was amazing. It felt so special. It was very intimate because of the small numbers of guests. The people that were there that were really, really important to the couple. So it made it feel all that more special. And the fact that they were able to get married was all that they wanted. So I would say for couples, if they are thinking about just doing it, then if it's right for them, then go for it. Don't hesitate. And then if they want to do the bigger celebration, there's always that option as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, what advice would you give to couples, and do you have a message of hope for them?
The message of hope is weddings will happen. You know, we keep hearing it. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There's lots more positive news coming about the restrictions being lifted. And at the end of the day, some level of normality is going to come back to us. And I've been saying to the couples that I've been working with, I can't think of anything more amazing to come out of this horrendous year that we've gone through than to have a wedding with all of your loved ones and all of your best friends all coming together to see you get married and have that celebration and have that party. Whatever happens in the next few months, you know, in terms of how quickly these restrictions are going to lift, they will lift eventually, and you will be able to have your day. You know, so get planning, you know, get things in place, have something to look forward to. Just be ready to be a little bit flexible on some things, but you will get your day, definitely. And little companies and boutiques like ours and photographers and things are all there waiting desperately to start seeing those couples and being part of those special days again.
Emily, thank you so much. The very best of luck with things going forward, particularly over the next few weeks and months. Keep us posted with how things go. But as I said, lots of love and luck from everybody here at Radio Jackie.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.